Discourse number 20, December 8, 1932, Saint Germain. Invocation. Thou mighty, invincible I Am Presence, speak thyself into the hearts of the children of men. Fill their hearts and minds to overflowing with the magnificence of thy presence, with the conscious strength to look to thee and know thee as the One, the mighty eternal source of all things, by which the consciousness of mankind is sustained. Make them to know thy great ownership, that it is thee alone who art the owner and giver of all things, that they may thus manifest unselfishly one to the other. We thank thee. I bring you greetings from the great host who are ever pouring their radiant presence into your lives. The Discourse. It is with great rejoicing that the many who have been observant of this accomplishment see how truly the students are entering into the mighty I Am Presence, and how the things that have been disturbing are being dissolved and are dropping away as though they never had been. Beloved students, can you realize how great our rejoicing is? We have trod the pathway of attainment into that great freedom of mastery over all limitation. We rejoice to see you entering into this presence, which, if maintained, will bring you certainly and surely to this same freedom. It is only when the outer becomes sufficiently obedient, giving all power to the great inner presence, that one finds peace and rest in this mighty acknowledgement. In that peace and rest flows a mighty river of energy, like a mountain stream flowing through a fertile valley, lined with flowers and perfect vegetation. So in the peace that passeth understanding, do you move more and more, finding that eternal river of energy flowing into and through your being, spreading its blessing and opulence into your life and experience everywhere you go. While it is true that the intelligence is a channel through which you must receive, yet as you feel with deep sincerity the truth of the I Am Presence, you will find the stillness becoming greater and greater until one day thou shalt see the door of thy creation open wide before thee, and thou shalt step forth with open arms into that freedom, inhaling the fragrance of the pure atmosphere of the etheric world, wherein thou wilt be able to mold that plastic substance into the perfection of everything upon which thy desire is held. You are making such splendid progress. Do not let any fear of persons, places, conditions, or things interrupt or disturb you, for the presence of the light stands before you, beckoning you on that you may be held in its fond embrace, receiving of its boundless riches of every description which it holds in store for you. I shall now say something which may seem astonishing, but I assure you it is very true. Last night, as the question was asked, had you all been together before? I wish to say that it would not have been possible for you to have been drawn into this intensified action of the great inner law if you had not previously had harmonious association and training. While it may be difficult at first for you to comprehend it, you are receiving intensified training which heretofore has only been given after a 3-year probation in the retreat. Some of you have stored up treasures of energy. I mean by that energy created by your conscious activity through your I Am Presence. Others have stored up treasures of light. Again, others have treasures of love. Others have gold and jewels, which were placed in keeping to be used in this embodiment. Several of you are on the point of releasing into visibility, into your hands, these stored up treasures. Do not think I have gone into fancy daydreaming, but I am calling this to your attention for your benefit and blessing. I wish each one of you to go by yourselves sometime during the day for at least 5 minutes and talk to your I Am Presence something like this. great, masterful presence which I am, I love, I adore thee. I give back unto thee the fullness of all creative power, all love, all wisdom, and through this power which thou art, I give thee full power to make visible in my hands and use the fulfillment of my every desire. I no longer claim any power as my own, for I now claim thee, the only and all-conquering presence in my home, my life, my world, and my experience. I acknowledge thy full supremacy and command of all things, and as my consciousness is fixed upon an achievement, your invincible presence and intelligence takes command and brings the fulfillment into my experience quickly, even with the speed of thought. I know that thou art ruler over time, place, and space. Therefore, thou requirest only now to bring into the visible activity thy every perfection. I stand absolutely firm in the full acceptance of this now and forever, and I shall not allow my mind to waver from it, for at last I know we are one. Beloved students, you may add or weave into this anything else you wish for your requirement. And I assure you, if you can live in this, and I shall endeavor to help you do so, you will experience the opening of the floodgates of God's abundance. I think here that I should explain to you the most important, the most desirable thing that anyone can do is to fix within his or her mind the one permanent necessity, and that is to keep at it until one reaches so deeply and firmly into this mighty I Am presence that all love, light, good, and riches flow into his life and experience by an inner propelling power that naught of outer personalities may at any time, anywhere, ever interfere with. This is the object of true training. This is why students were brought into the retreats as they could be found ready or sufficiently progressed. Because, as I have said before, it is easy enough to solve your problems as they come along. But I ask you, what good does it do to continue to solve problems unless you have something, somewhere, to which you can anchor that raises you above the consideration of any problem? To find your I Am presence and anchor to it is the only desirable thing to do. Until you come to this point of firm anchorage to your great I Am presence, of course it is necessary to solve your problems as they come along. But how much better it is to enter in and set free that mighty presence, energy, and action which has already solved the problems before they appear to you. Is this not more acceptable than to awaken every morning and find these problems coming up, staring you in the face, as though they were something really important, which, after all, they are not? Yet I am sure you will agree with me that some of them, or at least your outer sense about them, is that they are tremendously ponderous. With your glorious obedience to the divine principle of created beings, you shall move along the pathway with your armor of invincible protection buckled on, until the intensity of the very light you enter into will no longer require the armor. Is this not worth all the effort it takes to accomplish it, that you may ever move in this glorious freedom? Then, when you awake in the morning, you will no longer find these visitors appear. As I have spoken these words, I have held you, each one, in the searchlight of my vision, even without your permission, so that when you hear these words, you will feel the inner conviction of them with a strength which will delight you. When critical or disturbing thoughts try to find entrance into your consciousness, slam the door quickly and command them to be gone forever. Do not give them a chance nor time to gain a foothold, remembering always that you have the strength and the sustaining power of the mighty I Am presence to do this. Should you have difficulty in holding the door shut, talk to your I Am presence and say, "See here, I need help." See that the door to this disturbance is closed and kept closed forever. I want you to get fixed in your consciousness that you can talk to your I Am Presence the same as you could talk to me, believing that I have limitless power, because I tell you it is no idle comment when I say you can cause this mighty presence to handle every condition in your entire experience and raise you into its freedom and dominion of all things. As some of you have already reached into the activity of the universal substance, I want to call the attention of all of you to the fact that the substance of your bodies and this substance, seeming to be invisible about you, is immensely sensitive to your conscious thought and feeling, by which you can mold it into any form you wish. The substance of your body can, by your conscious thought and feeling, be molded into the most exquisite beauty of form, your eyes, hair, teeth, and skin made dazzling with radiant beauty. This should be very encouraging to the ladies, and I am sure will be to the gentlemen, only they do not like to admit it. Beloved brothers and sisters, when you look into the mirror, say to that which you see there, through the intelligence and beauty which I am, I command you to take on the perfect beauty of form, for I am that beauty in every cell of which you are composed. You shall respond to my command and become radiantly beautiful in every way, in thought, word, feeling, and form. I am the fire and beauty of your eyes, and I carry forth this radiant energy into everything into which I look. Thus you can cause to come into appearance the perfection which will give you all the encouragement you want to know that I am always the governing presence. I wish to say to you who desire your forms to become more symmetrical, start your hands at the shoulders and bring them down over the body to the feet, feeling the perfection or symmetry of the form you wish. Through your hands will go the energy or quality which you desire to manifest. If you will try this with deep, earnest feeling, you will be amazed at the results. This is the greatest reducer in the world. This, I assure you, will cause the flesh, as it comes into more beautiful symmetry and perfection, to become firm and yet supple in every way, because you are sending the energy of the I Am Presence through these cells, causing them to obey your command. This may sound ridiculous, but I tell you, it is one of the best, surest, and most perfect ways to bring about the perfection of the body. I tell you, anyone who will practice this will bring the body into any condition that one desires. I want the students to get the fullness of the idea that they are masters of their forms, their minds, and their worlds, and can inject into them whatsoever they wish. The pure and perfect life of God is flowing through you every instant. Why not switch off the old design and switch on the new? Do you not see how important it is to perfect the body? What can the inner presence do with a body that is sick or out of harmony all the time? When this is the case, the attention becomes so fixed upon the body that the I Am Presence cannot get the attention but a little part of the time. It is so easy, if you will but do it. With this treatment of the flesh with the energy of the I Am Presence, it becomes firm and perfect. The reason I speak of this with such deep, earnest feeling today is because I see the change and improvement in almost everyone. And by special conscious attention directed to this, how much more quickly will each be brought into the perfection which he desires. When an individual has an abnormal abdomen, and anything that is more than straight is abnormal, he should raise the left hand in this position, palm up. Move the right hand in a rotary motion over the abdomen, moving from left to right. Each time the hand passes over it, feel deeply the absorbing activity. The quick charge of energy through the hand goes into the cells, contracting and reducing them into a normal condition. I assure you this instruction is no idle fancy, but is of tremendous import, and it will accomplish the purpose for which it is used absolutely without question if applied with earnest feeling. The consciousness, of course, should be that the energy flowing through the right hand is the all-powerful absorbing presence, consuming the unnecessary cells and bringing the body into a perfect normal condition. This will not only adjust the abnormal size of the abdomen, but will penetrate through the form, charging the intestinal activity with a cleansing, purifying process, which will be of inestimable benefit. Those who have found the activity of those organs lazy will find them quickened into normal action. I assure you that the ladies will not need to use rolling pins or roll on the floor. Also, I assure you the ladies are not the only ones who use rolling pins. The unfortunate, almost appalling condition is that individuals having within them this mighty God presence will give every imaginable power to outside things to produce results within and upon themselves. When whatever remedial agent they use, whether exercise, drugs, or anything else, has little effect, if any, except the quality and power they have consciously given these agents. This treatment acts upon the cells wherever they are, be they bones or flesh. How prone the outer mind is to question the ability of this inner self to handle any part of the body. If it will handle one kind of a cell, it will handle all. Make the outer accept the full power of the inner presence, and thus let it expand into use in all things. The outer mind, through long habit, has given enormous power to drugs and remedial agents of every kind. But do you not see that the only thing that does it is the power and authority you give it to have an effect upon your body? I do not mean for a single instant that individuals who have not become aware of the I Am Presence should cease all remedial agents. But if they will fix in their minds firmly that no outer thing has any power in their experience except what they give it, they will begin to rise out of the limitations into which they have placed themselves. Here let me say that 90% of the power given to outer things is unconsciously given, and even most students are not aware of it. Now to turn about and give this great God presence within you all power to do the things you require and wish to do, will accomplish them with a speed and certainty far beyond what any outside remedial agent could do. Some will grasp this idea with tremendous tenacity, while others will require more effort. But it is surely worthwhile making any effort to accomplish it. Remember, the I Am Presence knows all things for all eternity, in all ways, past, present, and future, without limit. If the student would think of this great presence, contemplate it, and know that it is all love, wisdom, and power, then when he fixes his attention on something to be accomplished, he knows this presence is the open door, the all-powerful accomplishment, and it cannot fail. Call on the law of forgiveness, and direct the energy of the Master Self to correct and adjust the wrong, and in that way obtain freedom from its reaction. You see, my dear people, that there is so much unnecessary power given to the outer activity and stress of things which the I Am Presence cares absolutely nothing about. It is at no time concerned with the mistakes of the outer self. If the individual but understood that he could turn away from all these discordant activities and give the Master I Am Present within all authority and power to dissolve and dissipate the wrong condition, he could never in any way feel the reactions from his wrongdoing. When the individual allows himself or herself to continue to criticize, condemn, or judge another of his fellow beings, he is not only injuring the other person, but is unknowingly admitting into his own experience the very element that he is seeing wrong in the other person. The true understanding of this will make it easy for individuals to forever cease such undesirable activity when they know that it is for their own protection. Let us put it in another way. Whatever the conscious attention is fixed firmly upon, that quality is impelled into the experience of the individual. Whatever an individual sees with deep feeling within another individual, he forces into his own experience. This is the indisputable proof of why the only desirable feeling to be sent out from any individual is the presence of divine love. And I mean by that, pure, unselfish love. Students oftentimes wonder why they have so many conditions in their experience to handle as they become more and more sensitive. It is because they see an appearance which they have been taught to know is not real, and by allowing their attention to become fixed upon it, they not only invite but force it into their own worlds and then have a battle in order to clean house. This can be avoided by instantly taking the attention off the appearance and knowing, I am, I know I am free from this thing forever, no matter what it is. This all comes, of course, from a lack of self-control in the individual, or an unwillingness to use that self-control to govern the outer. There are these two distinct conditions with students. One is willing enough to make the effort, but unknowingly allows his attention to become fixed on the undesirable things. The other one, through a quality of stubbornness, is unwilling to make the necessary effort to conquer it. No teacher should at any time hold a thought of criticism about any student, for if he does, he will invite that same criticism unto himself. If students get the right idea about this, they will stop it for their own protection. If one keeps silently seeing a discrepancy in another, it is even worse than the spoken word, for it allows the force to accumulate. When discrepancies are forced upon your attention, simply say to your I Am Presence, there is the I Am Presence within that person, and with a human I am not concerned. It matters not whether it is a person or inanimate object. The moment you see an imperfection, you are forcing that quality into your own experience. This is so important, it cannot be stressed enough. Your first consideration should always be to your own divine self, adoration to it always. This gives you the opportunity and strength to rise to the height where you can give help to thousands, where now it can only be to a few. No amount of service can be of any permanent benefit unless the individual first accepts and gives adoration to his own divine self, the mighty I Am Presence. Those who want to serve the light and really do good should understand this clearly. When students say, if I only had the money, what good I could do, it is exactly the reverse thing that they ought to do. If one will enter into the I Am Presence, he will have all the money he wants, and it cannot be kept away from him. Take the stand with everyone. There is only the I Am Presence acting there in that person. It is much better not to touch upon a thing than to give an insufficient explanation. All outer experience is but a discipline. For those who are coming into this work, the present training is really a finishing school or experience. And that is why some of them feel it is a little strenuous. All the ascended host feel with great joy the love and gratitude poured out to them. And of course they respond almost without limit. I Am is all there is, everywhere present, visible and invisible. The consciousness most needed for each individual will come from time to time, as the students continue in the use of this. Do not let yourselves strain after things. Just take the calm, certain attitude of the ascension. calmly, quickly, lovingly accept it, and just be. This avoids tension. Nothing is more powerful than this. Benediction. Thou mighty, all-pervading, infinite presence I am, we give forth our gratitude to thee that we have found thee, that we acknowledge thee the all-powerful creator, making thyself fully visible in our every need, in our full illumination, in our full mastery and dominion over all outer things. We thank thee that thou art the all-pervading presence, and that thou dost with thy strength and wisdom impel thy perfection everywhere.